You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
Greetings, pod people. This is Cinish Lockerama columnist Noel Gross, and one of the things I enjoy most about doing this column is that I run across films that are surprising and interesting and just plain weird sometimes, and I get to share them with you, the Cinish Lockers. And Skin Deep is a film that fits that description to a T. This is from Fangoria's own video line. I think it's called Gore Zone. And frankly, those pictures don't tend to interest me. I've seen different ones, and you read the magazine, you get all the hype. Oh, it's going to be a great picture. You watch it, and it turns out to be something less than they promise. Well, Skin Deep is going to make me rethink that stance on Fangoria's video line, because it's one of the most interesting and entertaining flicks that I've seen in a long time. It comes from Gabe Bartolus. He worked with Frank Henenlotter on the Basket Case sequels, as in the FX side. I worked on Brain Damage also. More recently, he's worked on the Leprechaun pictures, which of course are very near and dear to our hearts as Cinish Lockers. And finally, he's done his own film, and I hope it's the first of many, because he's really got an inventive eye, and you're just going to have to see this picture to believe it, really. But I'll try to muddle through and give you a little bit of the highlights. Plot-wise, the film follows sort of the Texas Chainsaw Hills Have Eyes model, because it involves one family that encounters another family who means to do them much harm. And Gabe's family is like none other that you've probably seen. Maybe it's a little bit similar to sort of the Basket Case sequels, but we've got the main baddie of the group, the key homicidal maniac, and he is called the Surgeon General. And he's easy to pick out because, well, he's on the cover, and second of all, he's got this bear trap for a mouth, which makes him quite the imposing figure. Then the leader is of the group is the sweet, wonderful grandmother that if you encounter and she invites you to dinner, you very much should not go, as sweet and nice and lovable as she appears to be, which is what Carolyn Brandt finds out. She is Tina Rockwell. The whole Rockwell clan is killed before her very eyes. And then she is saved mostly to be the love slave of Brain, who is this dopey little guy that has, this giant melon of a head. I feel sorry for the actor who has to wear the big appliance, because you can literally see him tip into frame every time he has a scene. Yet he's able to still make this character quite lovable and sort of the antithesis of all of his other killer kin. Also, there is someone who's going to be very obvious to Cinish Lockers, is Warwick Davis, who, of course, starred in the Leprechaun pictures that I just mentioned earlier. But he was also probably in his most frightening role was that of Wicket in the horrible, scary Return of the Jedi. You know, all those scary Ewoks. Oof. I love his character in this picture. He's not submerged under, gobs of makeup. It's just lovable Warwick there. And his means of killing are beautiful porcelain plates that he carries in a backpack, that he has some sort of mechanism that ejects them above his head. And then he throws them like, razor blade saucers that decapitate people and make a real mess of things. And Warwick has these great monologues about the purity of porcelain and all this sort of weird stuff. I guess I should talk a little bit about Tina. She's sort of an interesting character. The typical... I guess there's really nothing typical about this picture, but, as horror films go, she's she's the final girl, as they say. She's the girl that suffers all the indignities and, nearly gets killed 90 different ways, but makes it through, each time, and then eventually, hopefully, lives toward the end of the film. While Gabe trades in familiar horror conventions like that, it's always with a little bit of a bent. And the picture even looks weird. It seems as though it's shot exclusively with a fisheye lens. Everything has this sort of compressed, otherworldly view. The sets look like there's some sort of cross between Pee-wee's Playhouse and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Rooms filled with bodies or rooms papered completely in newsprint. It's very disorienting. There's this dream sequence where Brain puts on an Indian headdress and sprints through the streets of New York in his birthday suit. It's just one thing after another. Some things about the DVD that you should know before you make this very important purchase, which I highly recommend, that you buy this 4.5-star rated picture. I felt like the commentary sort of left a little bit to be desired. It went through the basics of explaining what was what and how they did everything. But I found the making of documentary more engaging, entertaining, and I guess it's difficult not to be engaging and entertaining when the director makes all of his comments from the floor of a slaughterhouse, with cows being, butchered and meat being harvested in the background. They have the behind the scenes of how they did the human scarification for the main title sequence. And what that is they heat up a piece of metal and they touch it to human flesh and it sears and scars. Well, that's how they made the title sequence, and they show the person that agreed to do that and actually was very thrilled to do so. So you also get a little window into the fetish world with the behind-the-scenes documentary. They explain some of the explosions that pepper the final reel and how they were able to capture some of the fantastic demolition work that really rivals any sort of Hollywood blockbuster. It was shot on 16mm full frame aspect ratio, so when you pop in the DVD, don't panic. Yes, it's meant to be full frame. But most of all, just hang in for the final credits of the film, because they're truly a scream, to put it very directly. 3.5 minutes of screaming, actually. So if you had any question mark forming over your head while you're watching the movie, when the credits roll, I think that question mark's going to turn into a very long 3.5-minute smile for Cinish Lockers. This is a great picture, and I can't imagine it's not going to be among the top 10 schlock titles of the year. And let's hope for another film very soon from Mr. Gabe Bartolus.